It's the year of us, and we've been doing this podcast for 8 whole years. 8 years. Wow. No one told us life was going to be this way.
Welcome to Pitney and Amelia's Bitchin' Boutique.
We may be awful, but we're right.
But like, did I tell you about the work podcast I had to do?
Oh, I think so. Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
It's so fun to do an internal Treasury Department podcast.
That sounds fabulous. Let me tell you.
I mean, it's basically, you know, we were talking about what my department does, but the thing is, like, it was originally supposed to be like these high, like this manager guy, he was in it. And then it was this woman who's like, she and I have almost exactly the same job title, but our jobs have nothing to do with each other. And, the script was written for her. Like, it has to be, there has to be a script, because everything has to be, like, pre-approved, because it's the fucking government. But the reason why I brought it up, though.
Oh, I remember that. Yes. Now that you tell me that. Yeah.
But the reason why I bring it up is because, like, my voice, we were all using headsets, like, our little headsets, like we have for, you know, Skype calls or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And my voice just rings out. Like, we were all, it was just, the call was recorded. It was the two of us and this guy who was running the thing, and then the woman who was going to be doing the editing and whatever. And we were all one big recording, and we were all like, oh, just talk normal, you know, talk normal, but make sure that you're clear. And everyone, all for 2 days, tons of compliments about, oh, you sounded so good. You know, my real name.
Really?
And all these people like, you should get a job in radio. And I actually had more than one person say, you know, you would really do good on a real podcast. And I was just because of course I'm not going to tell people that I actually do. Yeah. I mean, there's people who know. My manager knows, but I wasn't the one who told her. I don't know how that.
Yeah, but our subject matter is not for everybody. No, for sure.
And and if anyone does find out and they want to know, I say, look, it's not an appropriate thing for work, and I do it anonymously for a reason.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's how our show is. You know.
But oh my god, maybe you could get a job with NPR.
I mean, you know, radio is dying. It's all traditional media is dying. Radio is, you know, they're just gonna have stupid generated AI voices doing everything someday, so fuck it.
I know, but girl, you need to get a job with
NPR. You know, my silky, silky voice, you know. My sexy radio voice. I can't help it.
I know. They'd hire you tomorrow. $400,000 a month.
I am irresistible. But I will say, though, it is so funny to be like, I mean, you know, you'd think that a person with a small independent podcast would be like, hey, everybody, I have a podcast.
Yeah.
But I can't. Like, I don't even, my family doesn't even know. For good reason. Because you know, a lot of this is their fault, for fuck's sake, you know. But.
Yeah, but I've given the card to people at work.
Yeah.
And hearing that, and I don't think I don't know if anyone's ever actually listened.
I've had people who I can tell that they've listened to one or two episodes, and there's some people, you know, who continue to listen out there, and we appreciate that, but, you know.
Yeah, because I'm not going to be like, well, did you listen? Did you listen?
I know, because I'm not going
to. Did you hear what I said last week? You know, I'm not going
to. Aren't I funny? Yeah. I really. And then it's like, you know, oh my God, what if they listen to, you know, that episode or that episode? You know, I don't, I mean, it's like, oh shit, what have I said? Did I ever talk about them? I mean, you know, I used to talk about a lot of people at work. You know, Stinky and his sister.
Yeah.
And whatever. Yeah, you know, and the dipshit, you know, Cletus or whatever we decided to call him. Yeah. It's you know. But hey.
Guys, yeah, but the only comment, not that we've gotten that many, but the only comment that actually ever hurt my feelings was Fennec.
Oh, we won't say names. But I know what comment you're gonna say.
And it was like, it shouldn't matter, but that comment actually hurt my feelings. And I'm like, I can't help it that I sound like a big old fucking faggot, because I am.
Well, what's funny is that the comment...
But I can't help it that I talk the way I do, and that actually really kind of hurt my
And
feelings.
It made me more you aware, know? Because a lot of... It made me more aware of... when I do vocal fry, because some of it had to do with vocal fry. And I was like, I do way more vocal fry now than I ever have. And some of it is because I'm so aware of it. And I'm just like, sometimes I just get in there and I just stay right here in the fry zone, baby. You know?
You sound like me. Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, but if my voice was like an octave higher, I'd sound like you.
Yeah. But I can't help it. It is what it is. And I, you know, I always just say, oh, you know, that gay American accent.
Gay voice is a real thing, goddammit, you know. And you can't, there's not anything anyone can do about it.
Anyway.
But, you know, the thing is that this episode is actually, let me see. I need to look at the actual date. Let me just quickly... I should have done this ahead of time. Okay, so when this episode comes out, it will be a little over a week before the anniversary of our very first episode.
Okay.
Our very first episode, which was 8 years ago.
Oh my God, I can't even believe that.
But oh my God, 2016 was a long time ago.
Oh my God. Yeah. God, it was a lifetime.
It was a lifetime ago.
Lifetime.
It really was. And that very, very first, I mean, we did test episodes. Remember, remember that one that we recorded like 90 minutes of hilarious conversation and then we realized I didn't push the button?
Oh God.
That was before. Actually, that was no, before. See, that it's like we were recording all kinds of stuff just so we could practice on editing and whatever. And the first episode was recorded in the car driving to and from Texas Frightmare that year.
Texas Frightmare, I remember that.
And, you know, we got...
And I remember because we talked about Mr. Carl's Jr.
Waco and we talked a lot about the worst person in the world because you can't drive through Waco without thinking of when of all people in all places to run into him at a Denny's in Waco.
Oh God, that's right.
Yeah, well, we'll tell many, many more stories of his, but we'll retell the story later of the thing that made us stop being friends with him because he was so awful.
Oh, yeah, but that's right, I remember that. And he came in and said hi to you, and he was like, well, is it okay if I tell Sue and Russell that you're married?
Yeah, because that was the day he found out that Philly and Elle and I had gotten married. And it was like, oh, yeah, are you keeping it a secret?
It was like, oh, why the fuck would it even matter?
Yeah, because like, he thought that the fact that he didn't know meant I was keeping it a secret. It's like, no, you didn't know because we haven't spoken to you in years, you fuckhead.
Oh, I remember that. Oh,
that's going to be such a good episode when we just let loose on that asshole. Oh, it's going to be so much fun.
What can we call him? Schmeckle. Oh, Schmeckle.
Well, he's the worst person in the world, but we never could come up with a name. Because no. We have the name that we really call him. Mm-hmm. But the fun thing is, like, we could use, you know, the actual name that we call him. But it's such a, a generic name. You know, it's not like we're giving his full name.
But he might sue us.
Well, fuck him. This isn't about him, though. This is about us. Because... because... we do this podcast, and we have been doing it for a really long time.
But I was just fantasizing about being sued for ignoring him in Dallas. You know, because he could sue me for mental cruelty.
Well, we could sue him right back for making up stories about why we stopped talking to him. Because we heard through the grapevine that he was lying and making up bullshit about why we stopped talking to him and other people.
Oh, God. Anyway.
I'm sure that deep down... he thought that, you know, you were secretly in love with him and you couldn't possibly.
Oh, please.
But God.
Okay, and I was just going to say something about that, but yeah, we cannot. So let's keep on talking. We are saving
all of those juicy tidbits for later when we do the episode about him.
We're not talking about Schmeckle.
Because, you know what? Let's just, Schmeckle works. Schmuck works.
And you know, I love Schmeckle because that's one of Gene Simmons' favorite words. He always talks about Schmeckle.
Well, he's very into his Schmeckle. And what his... he lives according to what his Schmeckle tells him to do.
Oh, yes.
But anyway, the podcast.
Yes, yes.
This... so, the thing is, when you've been... friends as long as we have, and you have, I mean, imagine when we didn't have a podcast and nobody, well, okay, the only people who knew our stories were the people that we would see all the time, and we were always telling, you know, we'd be at a party and we'd be telling stories and people would be like, you should write a book. But you know how hard it is to write a book? It's really fucking hard. And we're lazy. Not that this isn't work.
Well, and then you got a goddamn editor that ruins everything.
Exactly. It's like, no, our stories are our stories. We wanted everything to be the truth and exactly as it was. But it also helps to be anonymous.
Oh,
because that way we can really say shit. Because most of you out there, you don't know my name. You can't find me. You don't know where I live.
Yep. You know, we can talk about, you know, Schmeckle and Dickweed and Asshole and be, like, totally free.
And Verity and Trisha and Dee Dee Doo and Bert Cup.
Bert Cup.
Still one of my favorite names we've ever come up with. And the thing is, it's so funny to us, and you guys can't know because you don't know what his actual name is, so you don't know why it's funny. But it's really funny.
But it is.
And we say it that way because it's funnier. Bert Cup.
Yes.
That's how he answers his phone. Bert Cup.
I'm Dean. I'm the dad.
I'm Laura. I'm the mom.
And I'm Kristlyn. I'm the daughter.
And together we are Family Plot.
The Family Plot Podcast, a show where we discuss history,
folklore,
true crime, and the paranormal.
Minus all the oogie bits. We are PG-13.
I'm almost 15 now.
Don't ruin the commercial.
Catch us looking into special topics like
the origins of fairy tales,
Sherlock Holmes,
and the trial of Dr. Hyde and Mr. Swope.
Find out who Dad Man Crush is,
or what happens in Krista's Corner.
but behave, you two.
So come be a part of the fam.
Available on Google, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Family Plot Podcast. Bye.
Anyway, back to us, because this is that's going to be the whole. Well, it's kind of like what was the anyway Amanda Gaddy's. This is the anyway us. We're the important thing. So we. One of my favorite things about when I think about the first year in particular was, okay, first of all, we had no idea what we were doing. And we...
Oh, yeah.
Hello. I was, like, horrified to invest a lot of money, and we still haven't. I mean, you know, I look at other people's home setups and their little home studios, and I'm like, man, I literally just plug in a USB mic and we just do this.
Oh, I know, but you know what? We're fine.
We're fine, and I think our show sounds great, and people can...
Yeah.
People have all kinds of reasons to complain about shows that are like ours, but I just say, yeah, but our show isn't for them, so fuck them. Why should we change our show to suit a person who isn't going to listen to us anyway? Fuck them.
Exactly.
Yeah, and if you're listening to this right now and you don't like it, fuck you. Which kind of...
I do remember, like, one comment, though, that we had gotten, and I don't remember what it was about. I think we were talking about, like, maybe trans issues or something, maybe.
Oh, we got nothing but beautiful, positive comments during those years.
So I don't know what it was, but I just remember, like, some comment about, well, just another one of those podcasts with people talking... pretending like they know about something when they don't.
Right.
And I love that. I just wanted to find out who he was and just knock on his door and just slap him across the face and thrice. Walk away.
Just slap him thrice. But yeah, just some rando saying, oh, another podcast talking about shit they don't know anything about. And it's like we're literally talking about our own lives, you fuckhead. I've said fuckhead a lot.
Yeah.
I should like give a prize to the person who counts how many times I say fuckhead, including that one, because I have a feeling it's going to come out a lot. I want to know
who that asshole is so we can like announce his name and post his pictures and put his home address on our show. Oh my God.
Well, see, and we really thought.
Everybody can go slap it.
We totally thought when we started that we were going to piss off so many people. And apparently how it's turned out is people had the good sense to just not listen to us if they don't like us. And then the people who do listen to us do like us, and they don't, you know, we really haven't pissed off people. I mean,
I know. And I'm shocked. Like I had fantasies of hate mail.
I know. We really expected a lot of it.
Because I wanted to read hate mail and mock it.
Yes!
I really did.
We thought that was going to be like a regular segment on the show because we thought we were going to generate so much hate. But we've been pretty lucky.
I wanted to be like, look at this asshole from bumfuck Utah that said this.
Oh my God.
That's what I really wanted to do, but yeah.
No, apparently you either love us or you don't listen. Apparently that's like...
Yeah, but send us hate mail. Please send us hate mail so we can make fun of you.
we've even done the thing that we know generates more anger than almost anything in the world, which is talking about how much Rush sucks.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Nothing pisses people off like saying that Rush sucks. Because Rush fans have to say something. They can't just shut the fuck up. And you know you're out there, and you know you're seething. And we know it. We know you are. That's why we say it. Because it's hilarious.
No, but it's different. If you say Kiss sucks, you have no right to live. But
you know what?
We're not getting into that.
But even if someone does say it, I don't have to go find them and talk to them about it.
No.
I have no desire to do that.
They're just stupid and ignorant.
Exactly.
Yes.
They can, you know, if they don't like Barbie and the Rockers, they just obviously have no taste.
Yeah, and if they don't think that Wayne Newton is a million times better than Sinatra, then they can fuck off.
Okay,
you know.
You're bashing. What are you doing? You're doing. I was like, you're doing this.
I was motioning with my hand.
Well, motion above the desk. Oh my god. You're flailing like a homosexual. Oh,
really?
But God, I mean, you know, it's so weird. Like, so much shit has happened during the time that we've been doing the podcast. And we have pretty much, there's very few things that we have not talked about on the show. I mean, if there's shit going on in our lives, we tell you guys about it.
Yeah.
And some people think it's nuts. Recently was thinking about how when my mom died, she died on a Friday, and on Sunday we recorded an episode about it.
Oh fuck.
Because
that's right.
Because remember, we were supposed to be at Frightmare and we didn't go to Frightmare originally because you had chicken pox.
Oh, shit, that's right.
So I was already contemplating going alone.
The day
I was contemplating, like, you told me that morning, oh, my God, I have chicken pox. I'm like, how the fuck do you have chicken pox? You're 50-something years old. How the fuck did you not have them when you were 7, like everyone else?
Oh, I remember that. Oh, I hadn't thought about that in a long time.
And then,
God damn it, yeah, that's...
And then, that day, I'm like, oh, God, is it possible to go by myself? Like, maybe Feely and Elle would go with me? Like, it was short notice, but, like, the next morning was when I would have been getting in the car to go. And then I get a text from my sister that my mom's in the emergency room. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and a couple days later, she was gone. But we were all... Yeah. But Sunday was when we would normally record in the car on the way home from Frightmare. And so we had to record something on Sunday because something had to go up on that Friday.
Yeah.
And it was like, fuck it. Let's just tell the story. Because we normally would be doing the Frightmare episode. So let's do the Frightmare episode. And... It's a hard one to listen to. I have gone back and listened to it a few times, but it is a hard one because, I mean, you know, talking about how my mom ruined Star Wars Day, how the valedictorian, who she wasn't called that yet, but the valedictorian was literally in the hospital room in a Star Wars shirt because she got dressed that morning, ready for Star Wars Day. I mean, it was just so many weird things, you know? And God, like, you're moving back to California was such a big thing. Ending a friendship by having an two enormous blow-ups. But the first one I didn't talk about because I was just too depressed. But the second one I was too joyous because I was like, that guy.
But, oh, yeah, I remember that was the big thing, and we talked a lot about it. And, and there was a lot of personal shit in those episodes, and I think that was good.
And I think people really relate to that stuff. And we've talked about... I mean, shit, there was the time when you suddenly considered, like, all of a sudden your brain went, wait, am I non-binary? Which, it didn't, we didn't go further than it, but in that moment, you were suddenly realizing that you might possibly be somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. It's so funny that you mentioned that, because I was actually thinking about that the other day, because somebody that I work with who is... just so, like, you can't tell.
Right.
And they are fabulous, right? Yeah. And I was actually thinking about that, and it was just like, well, I've definitely always identified with having a dick.
Right.
But.
Right.
But it's everything else. So, yeah, so it's a really interesting thing. I still haven't figured
because
it out.
Because gender is such a weird, nebulous thing anyway. Yeah. And, my weird thing, which actually, I guess it happened Well, I mean, the realization happened off mic. And then I guess I wasn't talking to you because it was during that period when you had a little hiatus. But I was talking to Kay from the Lost Spaces show. Yeah. But when I was explaining how the weird realization rather late in light of, wait, am I bi? Like my realization that my assumption that all women, there's a line in But I'm a Cheerleader where she's like, no, as like everyone, you know, everyone reads Cosmo. Everyone thinks about women like that. And then they just, but then they don't do anything about it or whatever. Yeah. It's like my thing was not quite like that, but because she was full on lesbian and just, but I'm a cheerleader. Like she couldn't possibly be gay because she's a cheerleader, but fabulous movie. But.
Well, girl, you just need to eat some pussy and then figure it out. But that's the thing.
I have no desire to do that. So my position on the Kinsey scale, it was a big thing. And it's like, and ever since I just sort of accepted that, there were things like I'd be watching a TV show way back then and I would notice the girl on it and not the guy. Uh-huh. Like I was more attracted to her than I was to him, but I didn't think anything of that. But it's like, these are things that, you know, I mean, we might have talked about it if we were just chit-chatting with each other. But the fact that we're doing a show, and we're having our conversations, I mean, our conversations on the phone aren't unlike this. But, you know, we talk longer and we talk about topics that we might not have gotten on and stayed on if we were just chatting on the phone. So we end up just kind of realizing things while we're having these conversations that we might not have had otherwise, which is kind of astonishing.
And I think it's cool. And I think maybe some listeners, I know that like a mutual friend of ours is sort of turned off by that because it makes him uncomfortable.
Well, that's fine.
And I respect that. Yeah. I'm like, that's cool. I totally get it. You know, thank you for explaining it to me, but like, I wouldn't have known if you didn't
care. You don't have to tell me that some episodes
love you, thank you, but he was just like, it just makes me really uncomfortable that you guys are so personal sometimes and blah blah, and just somehow it triggers him on some inappropriate level, but that's okay,
right? It's almost like, in some ways, it's like an extra dose of therapy, and we both need as much therapy as we can possibly fucking get.
Oh, yeah. But also, at the same time, like, me being as gay as I am, and obviously it triggers your friend to get all bent out of shape about
it. It wasn't that.
I don't care.
It wasn't you being gay. He never had a problem with you being gay. He had a problem with your voice. It was just the
timbre of my voice.
It was your voice. Which is like...
And it's like...
Which is so funny because usually on podcasts, it's usually the woman's voice that gets really, really criticized. But between the two of us, which one has a woman's voice?
Oh, I know, girl. And you know, and it's kind of funny. And it's just like, you know, honestly, and we're not going to get into this now, but honestly, like... I've always hated my voice, and I've actually read about going to, like, speech therapy or something.
Oh, God.
To get over it and make it more...
No.
I just can't. Yeah, but anyway.
Did you ever watch that documentary about gay voice, whatever it was called?
Yes, I did.
The Do I Sound Gay?
And I loved it, yes,
yeah,
I
because,
did.
I mean, yes, I it's did. Such, it's like, gay voice is... a phenomenon, and it's like, you know.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of, in this, okay, we're off the topic, but 10 but seconds. But
we'll steer right back into it. Yes, sir.
I listened to NPR this morning, an interview with Brittany, whatever the fuck her last name is.
Oh, Brittany Griner. Yes, she was
Brittany
on Joy
Griner.
Yes.
Oh my God, she totally sounds like a man.
I know. I had only ever seen pictures of her before. I'd never heard her talk. I was really surprised how deep her voice was.
I was like, who is this? What the fuck?
Yeah, if it was on the radio.
This is who I thought it was. Right. But oh my God, okay.
Yeah, because I saw her on TV. If I'd heard her on the radio, I would have been really confused. But because I was looking at her on TV and I was seeing this person that I knew that face, I knew who she was, but I'd never heard her speak before. And I was like, damn, that's a deep voice. That's deeper than mine.
I totally thought that they were interviewing, like, you know, LL Cool J or Kendrick Lamar or something. I was like, you know, I was like, what? Oh my God, it's Britney with that, whatever the hell.
Griner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Anyway, we can go back now, but I just had to say that because it's topical, because it was literally this morning.
And would you be surprised that my dad watched that entire interview and was fascinated? I didn't know my dad gave a shit about her story or whatever, and I don't know if it was how masculine she is that kept him so riveted. I don't know what the hell. But he loves...
But he doesn't care that she's Lebanese?
I mean, no, I don't think so. He was just... He couldn't stop talking about how tall she is, because she's like 6'8" or something. She's 4 inches taller than Feely and Elle.
Yeah. I think, no, in fact, I remember, because I was listening to it this morning, coming home from Target... 6'9".
Oh, she's 6'9". Oh, my God.
That is insane.
Yeah.
Because she was talking about being crammed into small spaces when she was in jail.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, they're not... Yeah. I mean, jail's uncomfortable for average-sized people. Imagine, like, a bed that stops at your knees.
The Bitchin' Boutique.
Yes.
I think we need to give them a thing, Spike. We can give them a drop that they could plan out their
yes,
show.
Yes, I think we've got to find some time and get time to do that.
I think we should do it right now. I think we should do it right now. Look, I'll show you how easy it is, Spike. Watch this. I'm just going to do it live.
Okay, do it live.
Like that bloke screams. I'm just going to do it live. Watch this. Hi, this is Dr. Dan from the Two Skeptical... I can't do it now. Look, I can't speak. Too much pressure. I'll try again. Take 52. Hi, this is Dr. Dan from the Two Skeptical Chaps podcast, and you are listening to the most... Bitchin' Boutique. See? That was easy, wasn't it?
Okay.
They could send us one, we could play it in ours.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, you do it.
Yeah.
Right,
what do you want me to say?
Whatever comes to mind.
Hi, this is Spike from the Two Skeptical Chaps podcast, who ain't no bitch, but you're listening to the Bitchin' Boutique.
Oh, that was good. I hope they use that. Let's see if they cut it and put it in the next show.
Diplomatic immunity.
I mean, the whole journey has been... interesting, because and I do know that, you know, it's like it's definitely changed, and we're going back towards more sort of like more like what it was in the beginning. And I will say I was less than enthused about some of the middle of it, the show,
yeah,
because I felt like I enjoyed it at the time while we were doing it.
Right. Whenever we'd hit the button
back,
and start. Yeah.
I'm less than enthused about, for a long time, I think we were way too personal, and I think, anyway, I'm glad that we've gone back to telling stories and being more irreverent and being more silly, because we're not like a mental health podcast. Or when we're not.
I mean, we are, because we're very open with our mental health issues. But we also, we're not going to be downers about it. Because even when we're talking about abusive shit or depression or whatever, we are not going to not laugh at it, because...
Oh, yeah, and we're not spending the whole episode on that. But, yeah, I just feel like some of it, like, in the middle, I listen to some stuff, and I'm like, that was kind of a miss.
See, I don't know which ones you're talking about, because there's some that were super personal that I think are like our best episodes. But it all kind of depends
but
on...
But that's just like anything. Yeah. You know, we could be Gene Simmons looking back on Kiss records and be like, that sucks. But then we could be Paul and be like, oh my God, that was fabulous. So it's all just...
Right.
In the eye of the beholder, you know what I mean?
Some episodes are our music from the elder, and some episodes are our rock and roll over.
But it's definitely, it's definitely changed, but I will say that I like this season a lot.
This has been really, really fun. And knowing that, that was one of the things when I guested on Fellowship. Hi, guys and girl. When they
Hello. I'm sorry I didn't make it for the
Love at First Bite episode.
For the Love at First Bite.
Oh, Lord.
I promise I will be there next time. Hello.
But they...
I will.
But when I was plugging the show and they were talking about how... Because I was talking about how it's the year of us and how we just sort of... got out the calendar one day and we just started brainstorming about we should do an episode about this and an episode about this and how there's some gaps, but we had some gaps in case we came up with ideas later, but it wasn't that hard to come up with, 26 episodes, 26 topics that we have stories enough for an episode about. And that's a hell of a lot of, if we assume an hour, although a lot of these are more like an hour and a half. I mean, we're out of control. Yeah. But if you think an hour per show, that's 26 hours. That is longer than a continuous day.
Yeah, but really, when you think about it, like, I religiously listen to Friday the 13th.
Oh, yes, you never
miss. I listen to every one of their fucking episodes. Always. And they're always like, 2 hours and 20 minutes or something?
Hi, Maddie and Andrew.
So, girl, we ain't nothing.
Oh, I know. I know.
But I religiously listen to every one of their shows, so it's like, whatever, you know. If you like it, you'll listen, and if you don't, you won't.
If your commute is longer than you or shorter and you can't get through the whole thing, you pause and you come back later, and that's fine. I mean,
And if you listen and you don't like it, you're an asshole.
Oh my God, remember when we had the one episode that was all what was it called? And we split it into two episodes because that conversation was so long. Oh, the one Friendship Ends Ugly. That might be one of the really personal ones.
Were we talking about Schmeckle?
No, talking about Cletus, and we were talking about the bitch who tried to smear your name in the Wiccan community.
Oh, that bitch.
And we talked Oh, that bitch.
Like, oh, that bitch.
Yeah. But we were talking about... But it was such a long conversation that we split it into two episodes because we were just like, oh my God, are people going to listen to this much? And y'all did. You know?
Yeah.
You did. But it's been a hell of a ride. I mean, we've covered everything there is. And we'll get, after the year of us is over, we'll kind of get back to, what's bitching and what, we'll get back into.
And it's kind of funny. We've done this for so long and we haven't killed each other yet. So that's a good
thing. No, God. Yeah. And we only, you took a little break, but like the show only took 1 week off.
Yeah.
We had that, 2 years ago after the Yulishness. The Yule episode, where the year of the Saints, that was the year of the Saints, because that was the year. Yeah. Oh my God! Now see, I go back and listen to the Saint Nicholas segment.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the Yulishness episode is where I have the secret second part of the Yule of the Saint Nicholas segment, which is about him slapping that guy so hard that he shit himself to death.
Yeah.
Which is one of the greatest stories ever told.
Yeah.
And yet, y'all don't know.
And I'm dying to talk about, the ritual I just did with St. Joseph. And But yeah, anyway, but yeah, out of the focus of this. So yes, but I'm dying to talk about that.
Oh, and we did the other day because we couldn't, we had so much just shit that was going on, like a currently shit thing. And we just recorded a whole bunch of stuff because it was killing us to not tell some stories. And if we like get, if we just kind of get tired later in the year and we don't have an episode one day, y'all are going to get like some random ass thing where I'm bitching about my sisters and stuff.
Oh, yeah, we have one.
We have an episode in the can just sitting there waiting. Yeah. And who knows, we might end up doing another one because that might be a way that we can do the St. Joseph thing. Because I know I want to hear all about it, but I want to do it on the show.
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, but I'm dying to talk about it.
I know, because it was so crazy.
But anyway, yeah, because it was so cool. Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah. But, Bitchin' Boutique. We love it. It's so much fun. It's so much work, but it's so much fun. And, you know, if you're actually listening to this episode, you must really love us.
Yeah. And I just want to say, because you say this all the time, but I never do. Mm-hmm. Thank you to our listeners.
Yeah.
You always say that. I don't think I've ever, ever said that.
Oh, you probably have, but...
Maybe, but thank you for our listeners. I appreciate it, and I love it.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for supporting us two fucking weirdos. We really appreciate it. So thank you, because I do not say it as often as you do, Amelia, but I do feel it. So, yeah.
And we love you guys, and it's like, you know, we ask, you know, we do ask you from time to time to, you know, rate and review and, you know, tell a friend or whatever, but if you ever wanted to do something nice to us, make one of your friends listen to us. We could double our audience.
And send us money.
Well, okay. Actually,
no,
you know
way
what?
For
no,
you to send us money, no. But send us money.
No, don't send us money. But if we were to do a Patreon, because I mean, I would be fine with doing a Patreon just to have enough money to cover the expenses of doing the podcast.
Yeah.
But if we were to do a Patreon, we would want to have like special premiums for people. Like, you know, if you give us a dollar a month, you do this. If you give us $5 a month, you get this. You know, I mean, like what's $10 a month worth to people?
Yeah. And if you give us $100, you get a blowjob from Pitney.
And I'll show you my boobs for 3 seconds. I don't know. I mean, we'll take requests. Just give us ideas because we do talk about that kind of thing sometimes because other shows do it. We should, I mean, but then it would be.
And I'm not serious about that, obviously.
I know. But he would because he's a whore.
I am a big old hoochie mom. You know.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoy our show, please take a moment to rate and review us wherever you listen.
If you send us a screenshot of your review, we'll send you a Bitchin' Boutique sticker.
Everyone loves stickers! Please subscribe or add us to your favorites wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribers get new episodes first and are also more attractive.
Drop us a line anytime at pitneyandamelia@gmail.com.
We'd love to hear from you.
My whoring days are over, but yours, you know.
Well, mine too, but I look upon it fondly.
I know. In the rearview mirror, they look very
different. The only dick I regret is the one I didn't get to, you know.
A lot of regretful dicks, but you know, those are story. That could be an episode. Regretful dicks.
Oh my god! Yes.
Should we do a story? Should we do an episode that's all about like just horrible dates and stuff.
Oh my god, yeah.
Oh my god, how do we not? That's not on the calendar. In the story. That is not on the calendar.
Think we have talked about that.
No, I'm sure we have, but not on this calendar for this year. I don't think it's on our calendar.
Yeah, but that would be fun. Yeah, that would be fun.
I mean, you know, the guy who wanted to wear my underwear.
Oh my god, yeah. And we could talk about the guy that, I have no memory of this, but he came up to me in Charlie's one night and was like, "Didn't I lick your balls?"
That's a really good opening line, though.
Seriously, that really happened.
You can tell the story of the guy who came over and was basically the cum bucket? That guy?
Oh, God, yes. Oh, yes.
I mean, that's a whole story.
Oh, that asshole, yes.
That story is amazing. I don't know. We have, That episode could get kind of gross. But the
"didn't I lick your balls" guy, it was like, I don't know, maybe you did.
I mean, you know, take a number. I mean, how am I supposed to remember?
But what a fabulous way to greet somebody.
It's really good.
And that could only happen in a gay bar.
That's true. If you're hearing this,
it was glorious.
If you're hearing this episode the day it comes out, and you happen to be at Texas Frightmare, I will give a gift of some sort. I promise. I actually will have prizes on me for other things. But if you approach me at Texas Frightmare and you say, "Didn't I lick your balls?" I will give you a present. But that's Texas Frightmare, because this is coming out the first day of Texas Frightmare. Oh my god, the day that this comes out, I'm going to be getting a tattoo. Yes. I'll be getting my tattoo.
I know, that's so exciting.
Filianelle is so cutely excited about the con.
That's good.
It's so exciting.
I'm sorry I'm not going, but it's just not in the cards this year.
I know, this year was nuts.
There's too much going on, but anyway, that's okay.
Anyway, but this episode is longer than we intended, but it was fun, and
it's fun. Yes, okay, bye everybody. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Let's go to anniversary number 9. Number 9.